your Bible this morning to the book of James, in the first chapter, James chapter 1. The story is told of a university student who later went on to become a minister, and then after retiring from the ministry became a well-known author in his time. That university student, while in university, lived in a boarding house where downstairs on the first floor was an elderly man who was a retired music teacher. The retired music teacher was infirm and unable to leave the apartment. Every morning, though, that retired teacher and this university student had a ritual that they would go through together. Each morning, that young man would come down the stairs and open the door and ask the professor, "Well, what's the good news? What's new today?" The old man would pick up his tuning fork, tap it on the side of his wheelchair and say, "That's middle C. It was middle C yesterday. It'll be middle C tomorrow. And 1,000 years from now, it'll still be middle C." The tenor upstairs, well, he sings flat. The piano across the hall, it's badly out of tune. But that is middle C. That old man had discovered one thing upon which he could depend on. In a world that was ever turning, he knew what was middle C. You know, for the Christian, the one thing that is still, the one thing that is constant, it's the still point in a turning world, is Jesus Christ. In Him there is not even the shadow of turning. I've invited you to turn to James chapter 1. I want you to look with me, if you would, just at one verse, verse 17 this morning. For in this passage we find the wonderful truth that in God there is one with whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Verse 17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning." What a blessed truth it is to know that we can look to one, Jesus Christ, who is unchanging in an ever-changing world. He is a God who never changes. He is constant. He is the still point in a world that keeps turning. Let's bow and ask the Lord's blessing upon our time together this morning. Then we want to consider together that theme of our God who will not change. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time that we can come and we can gather together. We can gather around the Word of God and we can study it. We can study the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who never changes. Everything, Lord, around us is changing constantly. And to us, that can be at times a real irritant. But Lord, we realize that there is one who is still, one who is constant, one who never changes. And Lord, I pray today that as we focus upon Him, our heart would be thrilled to consider He who will not change in the midst of this world that is ever changing. So Lord, we'll thank You and praise You for it. We'll ask Your blessing on our time and study together. In Jesus' name, amen. For the past few weeks, we've been looking at the themes that revolve around our salvation and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In just a week, we're going to gather together on Christmas night, and we're going to celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ to be the Savior of men. It's a joy to consider and reflect upon Him who left the glory of heaven, that He would come to this earth, that He Himself created, and would be made like His creation. That He would willingly give His life upon the cross of Calvary, that He might redeem us from our sin. Truly, our God has given to us a precious gift. James reminds us that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. There is no greater gift ever given to mankind than the gift of Jesus Christ sent to us by God the Father. What a wonderful God it is that we serve. As we consider that wonderful blessing, I wonder if we've ever taken the time to stop and give credence to this truth, that the blessing of salvation that has been made available to all mankind throughout all the ages, and that has been applied to the hearts of millions over the centuries, remains in effect because of the very nature and character of our God. The fact that our God is constant in an ever-changing world. Consider the fact that in over the 2,000 years since the Lord Jesus came to this earth, died, rose again, and ascended unto the Father, nations have risen and nations have fallen. In that time, men of great renown have lived, died, and been forgotten. The opinions of men and science have vastly changed. Religious views have been considered and they've been renounced. Yet one thing still remains the same: the person of Jesus Christ. He has never changed. He has never varied at all. He is the same. This morning we want to focus our thoughts on our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, and that doctrine which we refer to as His immutability, the fact that He will never change. As we begin this morning, I'm going to look at some scripture references that define for us that doctrine. Because that doctrine of His immutability is important, and there are several things that we need to see and understand. And it's the scripture which defines for us this truth. I've already asked you to turn to James chapter 1 and verse 17. We'll read it again, but then we'll look more closely at it. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Our text tells us that our God does not change. There is no variableness in Him. That term, variableness, simply means variation. In Him, there is no variation. He is the same. He is always constant. He never varies in purpose. He never varies in person. He never varies in His promise. He is always the same. James goes even further with the thought and says that in Him, there is not even the shadow of turning. The idea here is that there is no evidence nor sign that there has ever been a change in Him. There is no shadow of turning in Christ. He is the same. He has never changed. You can fix yourself to that one constant, Jesus Christ. He who has provided salvation for all mankind. No wonder we can rejoice in the truth that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. That salvation that He has so freely given, we can count on. We can bank our eternity on, because we realize there is no variation. There is no shadow of turning. He is constant. He is the same. And always will be. We're going to work our way back in our Bible a little bit and look at some other passages. The next one's not all that far. Hebrews chapter 13. I want you to look at verse 8. Hebrews 13, look at verse 8. We find these words, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same. When we consider the Lord Jesus Christ and the doctrine of His immutability, we understand that He is the same today as He was yesterday, as He will be tomorrow. From the beginning of time to the end of time, He is always the same. Sometimes you and I have a hard time dealing with such a concept, because you and I are constantly in a state of change. We are constantly fluctuating from moment to moment, and we are constantly involved in change, but Jesus Christ never changes. You and I fluctuate in mood. We are joyful at one moment, and we can be down the next. We have days when nothing seems to bother us, and we have days when everything seems to get under our skin and on our last nerve. We are constantly changing in mood. We fluctuate in motivation. There are days when we are full of energy and very productive. We have days when we can barely roll ourselves out of bed, and even after a pot of coffee, we're ready for a nap at 9 a.m. We constantly are changing. We have changes in mood. We have changes in motivation. We fluctuate in might, spiritually speaking. There are days when we can have the resolve and we stand against all the wiles of the devil and all the temptations that he seems to bring, we seem to have an answer for. And we stand firm in the might of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet there are other days when it seems we're never going to be able to have the victory. We're never going to get the victory over this battle. There's no way we can win, so let's just give up. You and I are constantly changing, moment by moment, day by day, and everything around us is in a state of fluctuation. And what fluctuates there sometimes affects our moods, our motivations, and our might. But what a wonderful truth it is to consider that Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday, and he'll be that same constant tomorrow. I can look to him. I can rest in him. I can trust in him with all my heart, because he is always the same. I want you to turn now with me, if you would, to the book of Malachi in chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. I would say Malachi 3 is probably one of the classic passages when we come to the truth of the immutability of our God. Malachi chapter 3, and I want you to look with me, if you would, at verse 6. Malachi 3, and look with me in verse 6, where the Lord says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Again, there's perhaps no stronger statement in the scripture for this doctrine than Malachi 3 and verse 6. I am the Lord. I am Jehovah, the self-existing one, and I change not. Anytime you talk about change, the word change implies either the need to improve upon something, or it implies the reality of a decline from a former state. You and I, at times, are either changing because we need to improve, or we are changing because we are declining. Your health sometimes is declining. It is changing. It's getting worse. And the older we get, the more we seem to struggle with our issues of health. The same is true for us spiritually. The same is true for us within our family. At times there are things in which we need to improve upon. So there is change. But in God, there is no need for improvement. And in God, we can rest in the fact that there is nothing in which he will decline. He is the same. He will not change. Our attitudes need adjustment. Our actions need to be changed. Our affections for other can easily be changed. Yet God says to us in Malachi 3 that he changes not. And when I look at Malachi 3 in verse 6, and I consider the last statement, I find great room for rejoicing. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. You and I have been discussing and talking about the very truth of our Savior and our salvation. Folks, I want you to consider this thought. Because God is who he is, and because he will never change, we are saved. We are secure in that salvation, and it can never be lost.
We are not consumed because of him. Imagine if our God would change. Imagine if he was more like you and me. At one moment, we would do something to so upset God that you and I would be gone. Imagine if your life was determined by his mood. I don't know about you, but sometimes I can make other people and you can make me rather moody. And in a moment, I would take some of you out and you would want to take me out. Right? Imagine if your life day to day depended upon the mood of God. If you sin just one more time, that's it, you're done. No grace, no mercy. God said to the people of Israel, it's because I don't change, you are not wiped off from the face of the earth. And by the way, they were deserving of being wiped off the face of the earth. As a nation, they should have been destroyed. But because of his promise to his people, and because he does not change, they continue. You and I continually sin against the Lord. We continually fail him. But our God never changes. His mercy and his grace are associated with the truth of his immutability. That's what makes Psalm 102 so precious. I want you to turn to Psalm 102. I will look at verse 24 to 27. Psalm 102. Our God does not change. He is always the same. In verse 24 of Psalm 102, it says, I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. Everything around us will pass away. Heaven and earth, as you and I know it, will one day pass away. This earth that is constantly turning, that is in a state of continual fluctuation, will one day be no more. But God will be the same. And throughout all eternity, he will always be the same. The one constant in all things is Jesus Christ, who is the same today as he was yesterday, as he will be tomorrow throughout all days. He is always the same. And with that doctrine understood and defined, I want to take a moment to apply those thoughts. We've considered him. We've considered the salvation that he offers to mankind. And as we consider these thoughts, we need to be reminded that his salvation is still available because he never changes. We know this because of the following practical thoughts that can be applied. Number one, he will never change in person. Our God will never change in person. All of our passages this morning point to the fact that there is change that surrounds us. But the person of Jesus Christ never changes. He is always the same. That means that the very essence and the very nature of our God will not change. It has not changed. The attributes of God which we have studied will never change. He is a God of moral perfection, and that will never change. Because he is holy, it means he can never make a mistake. He cannot go back upon his word. We can rest our eternity on him because our God in his person never changes. Not only do his attributes not change, but God's affections will not change. He is a God of love, and His love provided salvation to all mankind. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Folks, that truth forever stands. God's love for mankind will always stand. He loves us with an everlasting love. We need never fear that we could do anything to separate us from that love. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. He does not change in person, in His attributes and His affections. Second, we see He will never change in power. He will never change in power. Over and over in the Scripture, we're reminded of this truth that our God is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. There is no limit to His might. In Mark's Gospel, we're reminded of the truth. With men, some things are impossible, but not with God, for with God, all things are possible. I like the words of Ephesians 3 and verse 20. Unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. There is nothing our God cannot do. He is able to do all things. It's because of that truth that we find in Romans 4 that Abraham believed God. And by believing in God, it was imputed to him for righteousness' sake. We can place our faith in God for salvation and know that we are secure because His power can never change. He has the power to save us to the uttermost. He will not change. Third, He will never change in His plans and His purposes. I want you to consider the following scriptures with me. For time, I'm just going to read them, but I'd encourage you to write them down and look them up. Psalm 33 and verse 11 says, "The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations." Isaiah 46 and verse 10 says, "Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all My pleasure." Proverbs 19 and verse 21 says, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." We who are constantly changing cannot at times comprehend the fact that God's plans do not change. Our thoughts and our ideas change as we mature. We don't think about things the way that we once did. If you go back and consider what you used to think about or how you used to think about certain things, and then you came to a point in your life and I can't believe I used to think that. Can't believe that's the way I used to view what's now going on. In our immaturity, we saw certain things a certain way. As we mature, we look back and go, boy, I was really foolish. I was really dumb to think about those things like that. You and I change. But folks, our God doesn't. He sees the beginning from the end. He sees all things. He doesn't need to change. There's no need for Him to come to some conclusion and realize, you know what, I think I was thinking about that all wrong. His plans and His purposes do not change. That which He has ordained before the foundations of the world will stand forever. We read this morning in Ephesians 1. I'm going to remind you of verse 11. It says, "In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him that worketh all things after the counsel of His own will." You know, God saved you and He saved me with a purpose. We often fear words like predestinated. The word itself simply means to mark out beforehand. You could say it this way, set the boundaries. God, according to the counsel of His own will, has determined what He believes is best for you, for me. And you and I can trust in Him. Our heart can safely trust in the Lord with all of our hearts, and we not need to lean to our own understanding. For in all of our ways, we know that He is perfect and will always do right by us. Number four, He will never change in His promises. He will never change in His promises. 1 Kings 8 and verse 56, we read these words. Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto His people Israel, according to all that He promised. There hath not failed one word of all His good promise, which He promised by the hand of Moses, His servant. Now, folks, that is true for Israel as it is for us. Every promise that God gave to you and me in His Word will come true. Every promise that He made to Israel will come true. God has promised certain things to you and I who are part of His family. You and I have been adopted as children into the family of God. And He has given to us promises. Not one word will fail of that promise. Our God does not change. His promises never fail. He has promised to save those that come to Him. And all who come to Him will in no wise be cast out. He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us, those that are His. And those promises will never fail. Number five, He will never change in His passion. We alluded to this earlier. God loves us and is not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. He provided a way for man to be saved from the power of the penalty and one day the very presence of sin by His love, and that love will stand forever. His passions do not change. The only thing that keeps a man from being saved is their own unwillingness to receive the love of God and then to be saved. Question is, have we accepted that love from Him this morning? If we have, the question for us, are we resting in the truth that our God never changes? We come into the Christmas season and we remember the truth that Jesus came to this earth, was born in a manger. We consider all the wonderful thoughts that revolve around that. He was born to die. We consider His humility and we think of all that He has done. And folks, as I consider the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to save men from sin, I'm reminded this morning that we can offer to all mankind today, some 2,000 years after this event, I can offer to men today the truth that you can be saved if you but call on the name of the Lord. For this fact, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation. No, not even the sign of change, not a shadow of turning. He's always the same. He's immutable. It's a wonderful truth. It's a wonderful doctrine. One we've considered in the past, but one we need to be reminded of again. Because our God never changes. We live in a world that is constantly moving. There is one still point in an ever-turning world, and it's Jesus Christ. To go back to the illustration used this morning, He is our middle sea. It's the same today as it will be tomorrow, and 1,000 years from now, if He tarry, He will still be the same. That will never change. We ought to be looking to Him, trusting in Him, resting in Him. And may God help us to always keep the focus fixed upon Him, especially at this time of the year. Let's pray.